Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of Proverbs, chapter 12 and verse 23, and I read from the NLT version. It says, "The wise don't flaunt their knowledge." That's interesting. My dear brothers and sisters, true wisdom is not in how much we speak, but in knowing when to speak and when to stay silent, right? Jesus demonstrated this perfectly. When Peter tried to prevent his arrest, Jesus remained and rather reminded himself that he could call on more than 12 legions of angels, right? If you see in the book of Matthew chapter 26 verse 53, it records that. And when he stood before Pilate, though he had all authority, he remained silent. The Bible says in Isaiah 53:7, he did not open his mouth. Jesus wasn't the only truly on trial. He was not the one who was truly on trial. Pilate was. His silence was not weakness, it was strength, rooted in intimacy with the Father. My dear brothers and sisters, when you know God and trust His plan, you can face challenges without rushing to defend yourself or prove your point. Sometimes the wisest response is, "I don't have the answer right now. I'll pray about it and get back to you." People may try to pressure you into giving quick answers, but wisdom seeks God first. As he promises in the book of Isaiah chapter 51 and verse 16, "I have put my words in your mouth and covered you with the shadow of my hand." My dear brothers and sisters, on the contrary, pride says, "Don't just stand there, say something." Wisdom says, "Don't just say something, stand there and wait on God." One word from Him can resolve what your best reasoning cannot. Amen? So the question is, how do we apply this word to our personal lives and on a daily basis? First and foremost, I would encourage you, pause before speaking. Resist the urge to respond instantly. Give yourself time to think and pray. Number two, rely on God's timing. Trust that He will give you the right words at the right moment. Three, stay humble. Do not speak to impress, speak to bless. Number four, value silence as strength. Sometimes your calm presence is more powerful than your argument. Fifthly and lastly, protect your influence. Speaking without God's direction can damage trust. Speaking with His wisdom can build it. Amen? Let's pray. Abba Father, we want to say thank you that, Lord, you are an awesome God. By the power of your words, you created the whole creation. Everything obeys the command of your word. Everything is monitored by the command of your word. And we want to say thank you. Abba Father, today teach us to guard our tongue and to wait on your guidance before we speak. Lord God Almighty, give us the patience to listen, the humility to hold back when needed, and the wisdom to know this right time to speak, O God. Abba Father, we pray, O Lord, that you will help us to trust your timing and your words over my own. O Lord God Almighty, over what we think and what we desire, O God, and what we plan. Give us that grace, O Father. May, O Lord, our silence honor you and our speech bring life and truth, O Father. That's what we pray. Give us that grace. Give us the art. Teach us the art of communication in the name of Jesus, that you will be alone glorified. and Lord, that you will receive the honor. Today, as your flock steps out into their jobs and to their businesses and running the errands for the day, bless them, be with them, uphold them with your righteous hand, keep them from the enemy, flourish and prosper them because they are yours. Lord God Almighty, I also lift up brothers and sisters and our children who may be sick in our midst, O Father. I take authority over every demon of infirmity and cast it out in Jesus' name. O Father, because Lord, you have given us authority to trample over snakes and over scorpions and over all the power of Satan, by no means any hurt or any harm will come near your dwelling, your word promises. And we thank you for that, that by your wounds and by your stripes, they are healed and made whole. We give you the praise and glory, honor and dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you, and bye for now.